If there's one thing that we all know about me, it's that I'm constantly fixating on my health.
We know, baby. We know.
It's like I'm always trying a new thing. I'm trying a new diet, a new workout, a new gadget. Just trying to find out what really works and what's fact versus fiction.
Yeah, and I'm constantly researching, usually for Taryn to look up some new illness or ailment and try to calm her down. But also, since being in my 30s, I'm really focused on getting my health in tip-top shape, realizing how I eat and how I move is going to affect me, not just right now, but 10, 20 years down the road. And with us wanting to have a baby this year, health is just more important than ever to us. So all of this research has finally led to something good. Let us introduce you to the Zoe Science and Nutrition Podcast. With the help of world-leading scientists, they help you make smarter health choices every week.
And you don't have to take our word for it. Avid podcast fan Stephanie left an Apple review that says, "The Zoe Science and Nutrition Podcast is a life-changing, science-based, myth-busting podcast that's a must-listen for anyone who eats food and wants to understand how it affects their body."
If you're ready to join millions of others like Stephanie transforming their health, then search for Zoe Science and Nutrition wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello and welcome to Staying Up with Cammie and Taryn. I'm Cammie.
And I'm Taryn. And every night we get to have a sleepover, but every week we invite you to join us along. So get in your little comfy, cozy little, put your butts in your PJs and hang out with us.
Oh, I like that one.
Oh.
Welcome back.
Dude, yeah.
Did y'all miss us?
Welcome back. I missed you.
I missed us.
Sorry, I missed us being together, and I missed speaking to them. That feels weird. Speaking to the peeps?
Speaking at them.
I miss speaking at the peepees.
But well, we have been speaking to the peepees.
We have been.
And where have we been speaking to the peepees?
Okay, so we launched a little chat community. Launch feels aggressive, but
we
started.
Did, and it's so fucking fun. We launched that shit.
We started a little chat community on a website called Geneva, which is an app. It's a whatever. And it's kind of just like a little chat room for the peepees.
It's like just a 24/7 episode of the podcast, but yeah. You guys get to speak.
Yeah.
And we do, but.
And I'm really excited.
You guys do more.
I'm excited to see.
You picking your nose on camera?
Sorry. No, I don't know what I was doing. It's been a while. I forgot.
Wait, I have something to add to my list for later.
Stop. Oh, that's going to hurt me later when I remember it.
Want to make a podcast? Spotify's got a platform that lets you make one super easily, then distribute it everywhere and even earn money. All in one place for free. It's called Spotify for Podcasters, and here's how it works. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else podcasts are heard, and you can even share video podcasts on Spotify. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can earn money in a variety of ways, including ads and podcast subscriptions. And best of all, it's totally free with no catch. It's been so great for Taryn and I to record and publish our episodes ourselves from anywhere. So if you're ready to start your podcast, give it a try. Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to www.spotify.com/podcasters to get started.
What was I gonna say? Oh, originally I thought, oh, this will be so cool. We'll get to, like, every episode we'll get to have a little chat about what people thought. We haven't got to do it because
today's
the day. Guys, we've been busy gals.
Oh my god. We've like not seen each other.
Yeah.
We tried. I just got home from Pittsburgh. My mom is doing great. She had hip surgery. You didn't come up with that. They all won't stop saying it. All of her friends, they all keep going, hooray. It's really cute. She got a hip replacement, which is wild stuff. She went in for her surgery at 7:30, was done by 9:05. Was done by 9:05 and was standing and walking by like 11:30. It was...
Not walking. I think that's
yeah.
No, she's not like freely.
Well, she has a walker.
Yes.
But she's walking. I would think if you had a hip replacement, you'd be like bedridden for a month. Like you'd have to relearn how to walk.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Modern medicine, man.
I know. I do think that we are going to be able to be so healthy longer than our parents and other people.
I don't think because we'll have surgery. I bet like a little laser just going zoop and they're like, all done.
That'd be sick.
You're bionic
basically
now.
Basically like LASIK, but for your body.
Yep.
Sheesh. Speaking of LASIK, I got my eyes checked again. No signs of glaucoma.
Fab. Hey. Just declining vision.
Just declining vision. I'm so blind. I can't see a damn thing.
If I haven't had my eyes checked since like school when you would do the little things.
I don't like when you say things like
but
that.
But I can see fine. Like I'm not getting random headaches.
But baby,
can't
you can
see.
Have other issues than just.
We just got full body MRIs, babe.
They don't MRI your eye.
Yeah, they do. MRI. Did you not just see my brain scan that I posted on Instagram?
Yeah, but it can't tell you if you're going to have glaucoma.
Like, what even is glaucoma? It sounds like an appetizer.
Sounds like guacamole.
Yeah.
It honestly sounds good.
Yeah, I kind of want it.
Cammy wants glaucoma.
Also, we are drinking really yummy lattes. Taryn's been on her at-home coffee game.
Yeah.
She went from, like, discovering her perfect order. I'm sorry. Ricky looks like an alien. Dude, the way so this dog sits weird. On couches, is her whole thigh is just, like, out. But now Taryn has mastered her order for her coffee that's like the perfect amount of milk and coffee,
the perfect
and
combination now, of sexy and cute.
Exactly. But now you're perfecting at-home ones. My yeah. only thought is that it's so fucking hot. I don't know if I can do a hot coffee right now, but it's so pretty.
I'll have yours.
No, I'm gonna drink it. I don't know if you guys can't see it. I'm gonna spill, but it's really cute. She's like whipping milk, doing it.
I'm just feeling lately very like I'm having a lot of new energy.
You're working out. I almost said we're working out, but
I've started.
I'm dabbling.
I've started really like hitting with a tennis coach again and like doing drills and that kind of thing. I've been
I'm
going
so
to
happy for you.
Rumble, doing my little boxing, my Rumble. Little weights. And yeah, I took on some freelance clients that I probably don't have the time to be taking on, but I'm just, I feel excited. I feel excited. Work's busy. Everything's.
Yeah, you're just like go, go, go right now.
Yeah.
We're going to New York tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.
We're going to New York.
Yeah. That was good.
Your turn.
Well, I liked your Broadway. I made Taryn do a Broadway impression earlier and it was spot on.
Do you want to hear it?
I do.
Okay. I'll say the same thing I did. I think what you need to know about it.
No, nothing. Just do it.
No, what you need to know is that I did this in a second.
Oh, I said, give me your best Broadway impression. And she, on the spot, immediately, no thought. This just came out of her. Does anybody hear me? Anybody? I think it was better before because we were outside. So you really
I can't project on.
But you like, it was guttural.
Well, yeah, but baby, that's because when as a Broadway performer,
if
your diaphragm we're feeling really silly. We were singing a song before this.
I would like to do an episode where we just have our like security cameras just record us for the day.
Vibes.
And people be like, what the
Except
fuck
then
is wrong
people
with
will know where our security cameras are.
We can move them for the day.
True. But what were we singing?
There's no blind spots.
Action.
Me and my baby going freaking crazy. I don't know.
Baby,
I kept changing mine. But then you had a different line. It was like a call and response, if you will. But we are losing our minds.
We just haven't really hung out in a while, so it's been really fun.
Yeah, now we're just going totally nuts around each other. Because I feel like we don't get to be like weird. I mean, we're weird around our friends, but like, when our friends hang out with us together, they're kind of like, you guys are fucking weird together.
Yeah,
and it's just fun to be in your own home with each other and like, we're just like singing to the dogs.
Yeah.
Hey, oh, wait, I have a question to put out to the audience. Taryn says, which I don't even believe this is true about you. Taryn says that when I'm not here, she doesn't really talk to the dogs. Mm-hmm. I'm constantly talking to them. Like, I'm like sharing the goss with them. I'm asking them how they're. I'm not just going like, oh, you're so cute. I'm like, oh, Ricky, what are you gonna do later? Like, we are having chats. Like, and Taryn says even when she plays with the dog, she just like stands like,
oh, sorry, there's a huge fucking lizard on the tree.
Oh, I thought you meant in the house.
Oh my
Where?
God, it's big. Bottom left.
I don't see it.
Just wait till it moves again. It just moved its little head. It moves its little noggin. I hate that.
I love them. They're cute.
A lot of lizards around our town.
It's summer, baby.
So what I'm not doing is that what Cammy really does is she'll be like working and be like, I know, Frank, I know you want to go outside. Well, I need to do your nails. I got to cut your nails a little bit.
But your sister, you know, your sister is not going to like when I do that because she wants to like you. But like, she's like doing that. And she says she does that even when she's home alone. When I'm home alone, I'm not chatting. I mean, I'm like, if I see them, I'm like, hey, Frank. And like, you know, like, or if we're playing, but I could play with Riggy outside for 10 minutes and not say a word.
That is.
And I'm just like this.
Psycho.
That is psycho.
Yeah. I don't like it. Okay, we'll pose the queue in the Geneva chat. So go join. I'll put the link in the show notes so it's easy for y'all to find. But we also have it, I think, in our like link tree and all our bios. It's everywhere.
I think the difference is that you just talk out loud all the time.
Yeah.
Like Cammy will be in the other room and will be speaking, and I'll think she's either on the phone or talking to me. So I'm like, are you good? And she's like, oh yeah. I'm like, okay.
Is that gonna be on your list later?
No, it's not. It didn't make my list.
Later on, we're going to do, well.
We just get there now.
Should we do it? Should we jump into it? You have anything else to share?
Okay. What else is going on? Anything that feels.
Oh, we didn't talk about our Prenuvo scans, but now I'm like, it was so long ago. I don't even want to chat about it anymore.
Basically, we have a clean bill of health.
We are really healthy. Taryn's the healthiest person in the world. We got full body MRIs. And they like just tell you pretty much if anything could be wrong with you. And there's not a lot going on. Our bodies are
hot.
Chugging right along. Yeah, they were like, ooh, you're a little too sexy.
Yeah,
tone
that's
that
what,
down.
That's
we think you should back that up a little bit.
Said, holy shit.
The
we
ass
never
is
seen
too fat.
We never seen a case like this before. That girl's fucking hot.
You're a goober,
I'm
man.
Being silly. Yeah, we're sorry that we've been off, okay? We're back.
No, we're not going to do all that.
Okay.
Because then we do it every episode and just... Okay. You know what? We needed a couple weeks.
That's 100% what I was going
to
say.
What I will say is I'm sorry we didn't give you all heads up. We didn't know it was happening. But we will try to like plan our breaks better in the future.
And then people were like, are you okay? I noticed Cammy's in Pittsburgh and you guys haven't been posting the podcast and blah, blah.
People panic. There's this one girl. I really like her TikToks. And anytime she's not with her boyfriend, because she travels like every other day, she's in a different country. And if he's not there, people are like, oh, the search bar will be like, they broke up.
Yeah.
Whatever.
We're solid.
No, we're good. Just, we said shit going on, y'all.
I did busy girls.
Okay, today on the pod, we are going to go through our pet peeves. Not with each other. Well, they may pertain to each other. I don't know. I'm a little nervous. But just our pet peeves in general. So we encourage y'all to go on Geneva and share your pet peeves after the episode with us, too. Let us know if you're more of a Taryn or Cammy in the pet peeve department.
Okay.
Mine, like, have a theme, I feel like, accidentally.
I'm going... So many of mine are what people say, actually.
Okay.
It's things people say.
Mine are what people
really
do.
That really bother me. I'll start with one thing that really bothers me that people do. When busboys take your drink when there's clearly some left. That bothers me beyond compare. I'm like, I paid for it.
Oh, I'm so bad at that. If they're like, oh, I can take this one, right? If their hand is on it, I'm done. I'm like, yeah, of course. I don't care.
No, but I would probably do the same. It's
but you're
even
mad.
Making me fight for this last sip.
Yeah, you're like, don't make me look stupid.
Don't make me go, oh, actually, there's a little drip in there.
Yeah. Don't make me look like a gluttonous that I need my last sip.
Don't,
but it's like a $20 cocktail.
Don't make me look like an alcoholic is really what it is. Okay. Yours?
Okay. My first one is when people are walking and they just stop.
Oh, that's at me.
No, it's so not at you.
Okay,
you very rarely do this. I mean, I'm like a little crazy about like be aware of your surroundings, like don't cut people off, all of that. But that's inevitable. That's like it bothers me to an extreme. And I know that. But it's like we were in Santa Barbara and this lady was walking in front of a family. It was like mom, dad, grandma, and one of them was pushing a stroller. Mm. And or maybe they were a throuple. I don't want to be ageist. And
sexy.
And they're pushing a stroller and this lady in front of them just stops, bends down, like they almost slam into her. And I'm like, how are you so unaware of anyone else? Like, you're just so focused on yourself. It grinds me gears.
Yeah.
And that didn't even affect me. I was just walking by and I was so annoyed for the family.
Yeah, you're like, very spatially aware of people when they're walking.
I'm like, just consider it.
Like, if we're in an airport and I weave in a way that Cam
you,
finds
Bob, it, when you should weave.
Cam finds it an unexpected weave. She doesn't like when I do that.
Oh, no, that's different. I don't like when you weave through a bunch, but I two people can't make it through that without me like cutting someone off and being rude to them. Like if I have to then do my pet peeve where I'm like unaware of them to stay up with you, I'm like, be aware of where I am. Like it's almost like if someone's following you and you're doing not carpool, what's it called when someone follows you?
Parkour or what?
In a in a car.
With caravan.
Parkour. Yeah, you're flying up on the side of the highway. When they're following you and like the light's yellow and you just go through it, I'm like, they can't. You're making them have to decide, do I run a red light?
But can I explain where my head's at? I'm not expecting you to follow my every move. I'm expecting you to go your own way. Because we're just traveling but then through I'm a crowd.
But stay together, because then you did all this bobbing and weaving to get a few people ahead of me. But now you have to wait for me. Why are we in a hurry?
I just don't think it makes sense that I need to pay attention to where you are behind me if we're just going to the same place.
Stay together. Okay. You're my wife. Okay. Walk with me.
Okay. By the way, I'm never far from her. This is not a far scenario. That's why this is hilarious. This is me being pointless.
I'm like, okay, so I'm like stuck back here. I'm probably like struggling with my bag.
You're not stuck back here. It's literally from.
But why? Why do you want to be three people in front of me?
It's that mirror.
But why do you want to be like three people? Why don't you want to be with me?
I just want freedom to move.
Oh, so you want freedom from me?
Yes, I do. I do, actually.
Okay, fine. Noted.
When we go to the airport tomorrow,
I won't see you.
No.
I'm picking a different seat.
I'm going to a different city.
Try me, bitch.
I have two.
Okay.
That are kind of similar.
Lumped together.
I hate when people say one of two things. When you get back from a vacation, they say, oh, yeah, are you tired? It's like you need a vacation from a vacation.
It's basically like all the like dad sayings or like the white people sayings.
Yes, where it's like, that's my arm. That's so, we get it all. That's not a new idea anymore. Also, when people say their biggest pet peeve is when people are mean to servers.
Your pet peeve is when people share a pet peeve, and it's a dumb one because obviously people hate you. Yeah. You're rude.
My pet peeve is when people are fucking assholes. Like,
it's like, duh.
Yeah. So that's mine. I hate, but those two sayings, I think it became like,
they're overused.
Cool to say.
Yeah.
And then now we're all just like,
be original. I hear that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's funny that a lot of yours are things that people say, like you're so aware of that.
Oh, I got,
and then
so
it's funny
more.
That you're a copywriter. It's like you really care about language.
Yeah.
Okay. Talking with food in your mouth. This gets worse for me every single day. And like, one, just chew your food and swallow and then speak. And if you have that much food in your mouth that it's going to take too long, that you can't wait a second,
you've put too much
take
food
smaller
in your
bites
mouth.
And then it's like, if you absolutely
take smaller bites,
it's like obvious. And yeah, then if you fair. Absolutely have to speak, don't do I'm not right here.
Yeah.
I don't need to see it.
The
I
hand.
Just don't need to see it. And I feel like everyone lately, I don't know if it was like COVID, people like forgot their manners. Everyone's doing it and I can't even listen to them, and I'm like staring at their mouth. I'm obviously uncomfortable and I'm just like, what are you? And it takes everything in me not to be like, let's just pause.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just pause.
Grosses I get that. Out. I get that. I mean, I get that because you've talked to me about it, because I am a talker.
You're the
Wally.
Only one that I can tell.
Well, you say, I need a vacation from vacation. You do.
Do I?
You do. I've heard you say it quite a lot recently. I don't know if it's new in your mind.
Well, you know what? It was in the time frame where we were retelling all those same stories.
Yes.
On wedding and trips.
Yeah, so
and
maybe
it was, like,
it was just
so fun, but I'm so exhausted. Like, I just want a week.
And then you would say,
and you're making
okay.
I actually hate it too, though. So I'm
I know.
Gonna stop
I'm glad I
it.
Said it, because I really do think it's gonna.
It is gonna be impactful. Thank you.
Okay, I have two.
You say that every time.
Okay, fine. I'll just share one.
No, you do.
I hate when leaders, like at work or like at a workout class, basically anyone that's leading something,
yeah,
when they cuss to try to look cool and young,
mm-hmm.
like they'll be like, guys, like, let's do this shit, and I'm like, oh
yeah, it's like so there's so cringy. Much emphasis on the shit part too. It's like,
yeah,
you're just trying to be intense and like cool.
Or they'll be like, guys, this is, I don't know how to say this, but this is fucking hard. Can I say that? I mean, this is fucking hard.
That sounds like a worship leader.
I mean, they wouldn't say fucking, but like,
they should.
I have many people that I have worked for over time that would use language like that, that I just like, it's meant to be like, I'm one of you.
Yeah.
Also cussing.
I'm normal.
Yeah. And just like
one of the other guys.
I feel things like the rest of you do. Yeah. I cuss on my free time, but it's upsetting too, because cuss, like bad words have a place. They are, they're like, you can't
use for emphasis.
Yes. Like you can't, like if you were to say like, I'm really upset versus I'm fucking upset. Like those are different things.
True.
But when leaders do it in a way to connect with others, I just find it feels so cringy. I'm like, you wrote down fuck with underlines.
They're like, pause.
Yes.
And the frogs like, are fucking
in Love Island, there's a French guy and they were on a really nice date and then he just went,
oh, the frogs are fucking.
The frogs are fucking. It's like really intense.
Okay, my next one is, oh, okay, when cars are stopped because there's a light, but then there's a place where people should be turning and you don't stop to leave a gap for people to make that left in there.
This is basically the same thing as your
where I people just want go. People to be aware that they're not the only people in this world, but it's like a courtesy. Like there are sometimes when you stop, it says do not block intersection. And I'm like, no shit. Why are people ever doing that? Like you're stopped at a light. You being a little gap, no one's going to cut you off. No one can get there. But if you leave a little gap, if someone needs to turn left, they get to do that easily. And that's just so nice. And you are keeping everything going smooth.
I love that.
Stop being an asshole.
Yeah. No, I get that.
You got all over your nose. Oh, I just took a sip of my latte. Cinnamon all over your nose.
Do I have it on me?
Do I have it on me? Oh, the frogs are fucking.
Oh, the frogs are fucking.
You should say that at work.
I'll try it. If I'm ever leading a meeting, I'm going to go, you know what, guys? I just want to be like the rest of you. The frogs are fucking.
Terrence's company is based in Paris. So
yes.
That's why that's funny. Or not. What you got, girl?
Okay.
Are you nervous every time I go? Like, I'm nervous every time you go that it's going to be, like, specifically about me?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't feel that. I feel like you tell me things that I do when I bother you.
Doesn't mean that they're not gonna be on the list again.
That's fine. It's if it's like a new thing that I don't know about. That'll freak me out a little bit. Okay. Mine is when people say right when they're talking, but they say it like every pause.
Yeah.
So they'll
it's
be like
instead of like or an it's like
so but it's specifically like I get it if you tell a story, right? And you're like, okay, so there's two people, right? And they right? Like that I can kind of understand. No, that is what bothers me.
Yeah, I'm like, not the thing?
That is what bothers me. It's a way to try to get people to like engage. Buy in and engage.
Yeah.
But it comes off as like, to me, it comes off as like condescending when they're explaining something to you because they're making it sound like something so obvious.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially because they say this is what
I can think of a good example of a person, but I'm going to say it after. I don't want to call them out.
This is what I heard the other day specifically that made me write this down. Someone was like, I mean, obviously, right?
Yeah, it's kind of like you already know that, like,
but
the stocks are down 5%, right?
But like they didn't even say anything.
Yeah.
It was just immediately they went, I mean, it's obvious, right? And I'm like, no, you haven't said anything. And you're telling me it's something that I should obviously know.
Yeah.
Like you're full ass in
your head. And also
then
why are we even saying, what is there to talk about? If you and I agree and we all know the thing, right? Then we're fine, right?
Yeah. Or in conversation, I didn't write this down, but when people pause to be like, are you with me? Do you get it?
Oh. Okay.
And I'm like,
honey, you were describing a very specific person. I hope you know.
Can you whisper it to me?
No, we'll do it after.
Someone we know?
Yeah. What? Like a lot. And I know they don't mean it that like in a condescending way, but I've noticed. Yeah. We'll talk later.
Write it down.
No, I'll tell you later.
I'm so curious. Okay, here you go.
Okay. My next one.
This is getting me all riled up talking about all the shit we hate.
Yeah, I'm pissed off. Okay. So when the waiter comes to take your order and somebody is like clearly not ready, and instead of just being like, oh, I'm so sorry, can we have another minute? Instead of like, mine are all aware of other people. Instead of being aware that like they could do, they're working. They have a thousand other things to do. They don't, they're not there to like chat with you. They are just like, oh, I don't know, you know, like, I'm deciding between this, or you know what, we haven't even gotten to look yet. We're catching up, and tell them why you haven't looked yet. They don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
They are doing their job.
Yeah.
Either do your order or say, oh, just give us one more second. They don't want to be your friend. They don't want to hang out with
That's
you.
That's a great
They're
example.
They're paid to be nice to you.
Yeah.
They don't want to, they're not like pulling up a seat and hanging out. They have 20 other tables to worry about. Like,
you're totally
let
right.
them fucking go. It pisses me off.
Let them fucking go, right?
Right? No, when I was out to eat with my mom and dad, my mom was doing that. And I literally had to be like, I was like, it's okay, mom. He doesn't need your life story. Can you come back in a little bit? I had to interject because I felt my blood boiling. And I was like, I was going to lose it.
Another one of mine is when people act grossed out by PDA. I think that's so lame. Out. Like, we have some friends that, like, if you and I are kissing or, like, being silly, they're like, ugh, you guys are gross. I'm like, we're fucking adults. Everybody needs to shut up. Like, it's not like we're like, or dumb shit.
Like when Sim does that?
Yeah. Sim always love you, bud. She's always like, ugh, you guys are gross. And I'm like, we're not gross. We just love each other.
I don't think, well, I don't know about everyone, but definitely with Sim, she doesn't actually mean it. Like, you're gross. It's like her way of interacting with us being lovey. It's like,
I know,
she's not
going
to come up and
just
make out with us too.
No, but
she's
you could like, just be like, you guys are cute. That's cute.
Yeah, but especially in those friendships where like you pick on each other already.
I know.
They're not going to be like, and every time we like kiss in front of people, they're going to be like, yeah, you're cute. That would become
my pet
peeve.
It just feels a little like, not specifically with Sim, but with some other people, it feels like you're trying to be like, you get a room. And I'm like, we're not 13 anymore.
Yeah. We're also not like banging. We're like,
no. Or like
if, a boob grab,
like,
every now
and
then.
We're sitting at dinner.
Yeah.
And we're sitting next to each other and just like,
yeah.
Like,
oh, no one's ever said that to us.
But if we're like looking at the menu and like laughing or something.
Yeah.
If someone were to be like, oh,
I
you
can't
guys.
Think of a time someone's done that to us.
Yeah, I don't know. People.
But yeah.
I don't even like to. It's a pet peeve that someone might even think it.
Yeah. How okay. dare they?
How freaking dare
you
they?
You just know when they're thinking it and then you're pissed off.
Your list, ma'am.
All righty. Where are we? Okay.
How many more do you have?
I have two more.
Perfect.
But this one is like, there's a couple.
Oh.
I kind of clumped it all together. Airports. As I'm sure you...
We're back in the airport.
I'm sure you've seen a theme of like self-awareness and spatial awareness. So I'm just going to like... I lump these all together. So when people stand before their boarding section...
That's
like,
annoying.
We're all getting on the same fucking plane. It's not going to leave. Like, you That's don't annoying. Get on it and get to leave sooner. Drives me nuts. Get out of the way. If it's not your boarding, I think you're in line waiting, and then I'm like not going around you, and then I feel weird. I'm terrified I'm gonna cut somebody off who is actually in the boarding section I'm going to. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But and they're not just like stood at their seats or in the back. They're like on top of it, like rushing it, like, oh, just fucking calm down. Relax down. I don't mind if you stand, like, you're gonna be on a plane, that's okay. Stand up, but get out of the fucking way.
Okay.
Oh, when people stand, just when people stand, apparently, is my problem. When the plane lands.
Yeah.
But they didn't open the doors yet.
Yeah.
We can't get off. And again, if you want to stand up and stretch
Some
your legs.
Some people stretch their legs.
That's okay. But they are doing it to rush the door. We're rushing the door in and out.
If someone's rushing a door in a plane, I'm panicking.
I'm going to deck them. Well, I'm also going to deck them and make them wait. Unless you have a flight to catch.
Yeah.
Then say, like, I'm so sorry, and then move up. And also, maybe... stay in your little aisle so that if there are people rushing that they can get around you. But we know how this works. We get off the plane front to back unless there's a back exit.
Mm-hmm.
If you're row 18, you're leaving row 18. Like, just relax.
Wow, this just opened one up for me.
Tell me.
In that same scenario.
Yeah.
When
people clap.
And that doesn't bother me that much. I'm like, whatever.
I sometimes think
people
it's
are lame and that's cute.
I won't do it, but I think it's
cute. Yeah, it's like, ooh.
Or at the end of a movie.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't care. That's
I'm not
fine.
Gonna yuck someone's yum.
Yeah,
yeah. And if like you're, if you think that's fun and a fun way to connect with people around you, whatever.
Sweet.
If like, say you're in row six and mm-hmm. your bag, for whatever reason, you had to put it in the overhead bin at like row nine. Yeah. I hate when people don't just wait
let for you row get it.
10. Mm-hmm. No, don't let me get it.
Oh.
Wait until, like, I don't think it's fair for the people in row six to work their way back.
Yo, yeah.
I think wait until it's at least row 10 that's cleared, and then you go back and get your bag.
But you're not going to be able to do that because row 11 is already rushing. You have to wait till the plane's fully deboarded.
I think you can scoot back.
Yeah,
but I don't like, you work your way back.
Snake it.
But I don't like when people go like, oh, my bag's at 10, and you're clearly holding up like four rows when your thing is back there.
You gotta wait. That sucks, but you gotta wait a little bit. Don't but like hopefully that. Row 11 will be considerate and then help you out, but you never know.
Mm-hmm.
And then my final airport one is same vibe, baggage carousel. You don't need to stand against the baggage mm-hmm. carousel because then no one can see around you. They can't get the rack. All you got to do, stick back a couple steps.
Yeah, fair.
And then you wait there. You're all in the same circle. If anything, the circle's a little bigger so everyone can fit. Mm. And then you see your bag, you step up, you grab the bag, you step back.
As you can tell, when Cam and I are at the airport tomorrow, I'm going to be really careful with every single thing I do and say.
Yeah, you don't bother me as much as other people do. But oh my god, it's like everyone forgets their manners at airports.
Yeah, we do get a little wily.
But it doesn't change anything for them. That's what's crazy to me. It's one thing if like you're kind of being an asshole but you're getting something out of it. I'm like, all right, like whatever, do your thing. But yeah. it's not helping you do anything. You just look like a dick.
Yeah.
I'm all riled up. We should have done this.
I have two more.
Stop it. Well, I only have one more.
When people have like a bunch of keys on either a lanyard or attaching it to your pants, unless you're like a worker that needs access to those keys quickly.
It's a very like gay thing to do though.
It bothers me so bad.
Like the little what's it called, clip?
Yeah,
the like
buckle thing.
No, but like
yeah, I don't know,
mountain climbers use
yeah
it.
Yeah, it's like that.
Also,
little,
why do you need that little clip if you're not a mountain climber?
Well, it's just that I don't even I have your clip, but I just think you are jingle jangling mm-hmm. around everyone always.
Yeah,
just so that for an aesthetic.
Yeah,
when like I don't need, you don't need to have your house keys and the cart and the key to your second.
I'm gonna get them stolen, honestly.
Just like you don't need to have all the keys there.
Yeah,
that always drives me a little nutty.
It's odd as adults. I remember when I first got my license, mm-hmm. you would put as many bingle bangles that you could because you want it. You'd be walking down the hall spinning it like,
yeah,
I have a car and I drive and I'm cool and I'm 16.
It's not that I don't like chunky keys. That's fine. It's a little, people like to have things from their niece and their
it's place. On display.
It's when they have to keep them outside
on their
on body. a lanyard or on one of those clips.
Like an actual that's crazy.
Yeah,
like is it in the pocket and then the straps hang off, or are you seeing people wearing like keys around their necks?
That's it's not often. The lanyard's not often, but the clip.
It's a hip hanging.
I'm just like,
which and, is and lesbian you know culture, so you're seeing it a lot.
The clip is never, or the keys on there. Only one of them do you use, and you probably use it once to twice a day. Yeah. So when people have like five clips on there, I'm like, or five keys, I'm like, that fifth key is to your little locket from third grade that like
you don't even know. You went to Home Depot and you bought keys. Yes. Let's be real. Just drive me nuts. I don't even think I have keys because we don't use a key. It's electric for our house.
What? No, it's not.
Is that bad to say?
I don't know. I don't like to share
it. It's more security.
Yeah.
But, and then my car key doesn't look like a normal key. So I'm like, I really just don't even have any keys to use.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
Wait, are you gaming? On a Chromebook?
Yep. It's got a high-res 120Hz display, plus this killer RGB keyboard. And I can access thousands of games anytime, anywhere.
Stop playing.
What?
Get out of here.
Huh?
Yeah. I want you to stop playing and get out of here so I can game on that Chromebook.
Got it. Go ahead, break it down. Discover the ultimate cloud gaming machine, a new kind of Chromebook.
All right. I believe this is my last one.
Your final petty peeve?
Oh, my God. Sorry, babe.
It's something I do, okay.
When people keep their volume on their phone.
Oh, that's fine.
And no, it's not just that. I mean, it's a little bit that, because I'm like, I just fucking turn it off. But they also then have the noise for the little clickety clackety of
sound.
The keyboard. You can love it in your own time.
I know.
We'll be like stood there having a conversation and you'll kind of like zone out and then it'll be like, and I want to blow me brains out. It's insane.
Little pirate girl.
Blow me brains
out. I keep, what happens is, I know this bothers Cam, my phone case flips it on throughout the day. My phone
but
case
is
broken.
But you can go in your settings, even
I will
if your
not
volume's
be doing
on.
That because I do like to have the noise every once
Why?
In a while. It's fine, babe.
For what purpose?
The noise is soothing to me. But I don't have it on.
It makes me sick.
It does make you sick.
Yeah. I might throw up.
I hate when people talk in speaker on public places.
Oh my God.
Freaking
what are
weirdos.
You doing?
Okay, my last one is when you can tell that people are only asking a question so that they can answer the question. I think that's my biggest pet peeve of all time. Like when someone's like, so where's the craziest place you've had sex? And then they answer. And
like, yeah, how about you go first? Because I know you want it.
And you can tell that they're barely listening and they're just kind of like, yeah. And then they go, well, mine's pretty crazy. And you're just like, oh my God.
Yeah, it's like you couldn't think of any other way to share this story that you would ask other people if they have a similar story so that then you could have like a jumping.
Yes, point. You're like, you're teeing yourself up
yeah.
to be the punchline. But also,
this is pretty crazy.
Your eyes are glazed over while the other person is talking.
It's like a dog waiting for their bone. They're like getting more and more excited.
Yes.
They're like, it's going to be my turn.
I'm just like, don't ask, like, yeah, don't ask me a question.
Yeah.
That you want to answer more than you want to hear my answer.
Yeah. Just either share it first and then be like, have you guys ever skydived or had sex while skydiving? Whatever your story is. Whatever crazy, crazy, wacky story.
Wait,
like
I love that your advice is just to share the story.
Well, share
you're
it.
Like in a group and you're like, I had sex skydiving.
Well, no, not like that. I'm saying like get a little more creative of
yeah.
sharing it and then open the floor for other people to yeah. share. Or you gotta like really be engaged when other people are listening or when
yeah,
they're talking.
Totally.
Like you gotta like lean into their story. Ask questions. Follow up. Keep it going.
You know what's another thing that bugs me now that I think about it?
What?
When people tell you a story, yeah. like friends, when they tell you a story like every fourth time you've seen them, as if you
the
haven't
same
heard the same, if you haven't heard
story.
The same story.
I'm like, how?
But then they act like it's, this is a specific thing I'm experiencing actually.
Yeah.
So it's not even something people will be able to connect to.
Oh, okay.
But anyway.
Yeah, that drives
that
me
nuts. Drives me
nuts.
Too. I'm like, no, you told me that. It's
and
like
then
they're
it'll
bragging.
Keep going though.
Yes.
And they like tell it again, but you're like, well, I know it already.
Yeah.
But then they like think that maybe there's been some like progress in the story. So they're like, I'm going to keep telling you.
Yeah.
Because maybe you missed this part or like, I just want to tell it again.
Listen, if you've been attacked by any of our pet peeves here today, we're sorry.
No, I'm not sorry. You stop doing it.
Yeah.
Be better.
I feel bad if any of our friends are listening and they're like, oh my God.
No, because they're all harmless. And
yeah,
we were talking about our friends a lot of the time.
Yeah.
We were talking about each other sometimes too.
True,
like,
true, true.
How do you learn your pet peeves? But by experiencing them. Mine are mainly with other people, but I bet I experience them via strangers, but I bet some of my friends do these. So if
yeah.
any of my friends are listening, cut it out.
In the pod, both in the chat and on the comment section, I'd actually like to keep the comment section on our Instagram alive and well. I do love being like,
yeah,
you know, having that be a fun little discourse section.
Yeah. And not so, everyone wants to download the app. So
I'm going to ask for pet peeves.
Yes.
On a please. Post when we post this epi. And then also hop into our little chit chat and share anything else you want to share.
I also want to know which one of ours offended people the most.
Okay, fair.
I bet you're going to get a lot of khaki buckle, belt buckle people.
I'd love to learn why people do it other than
I just
aesthetic.
Think it's cool.
Yeah.
And it is like, I've seen it in a lot of TikToks of people being like, that's a way to tell someone's gay. I think it's just like little subtle notes of like.
I just find it to be annoying to others.
Yeah.
It's so loud.
Oh, I have another one.
Okay, go ahead.
And it's about the lesbian community. I hate when I or somebody I know
is a part of the lesbian community.
Is a lesbian.
That's it.
No, when they have on, when somebody has like fake nails or longer nails, and everyone's like, oh my God, how do you have sex with those? I'm like, I'm not having sex with you, so don't fucking worry about it. Like, why is that a concern? Unless you're wanting to get nails and you're like, oh, I really want to do that, but should I cut to? Like, what do you, how is that working? Mm-hmm. Unless you're like actually inquiring mm-hmm. for advice. Anytime I'm like, get over it. What? Yeah. What? How are you having sex when you're so annoying?
That's funny. Thanks. Someone's just like fucking peeling in front of you in the airport, and you're like, how are you even having sex? You suck. Okay. Are you ready for our gossip chit chat?
Oh, I'm so ready. We also on, sorry, we're talking about Geneva so much this episode, but as we're getting it started, I want y'all to know what we're using it for. There is a section that if we read your gossip story, you can go give us updates. Other people can share their advice if they think we shared horrible advice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, et cetera.
This one's really funny.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, the subject line was, I slept with a girl who owns a famous toucan.
What? I have so many questions. Let's do it.
We are going to call them Quinn from Tampa.
Quinn from Tampa, baby.
Tampa Bay's. They're not actually from there. Mm-hmm. They wanted true anonymity. Anonymity.
Anonymity?
Yes.
Anonymity.
They wanted true anonymous. Okay. So Quinn, our girlie, Quinn for the win. Just got out of a year-long relationship.
Okay.
About 2 months ago. Heartbroken. Quinn is not thriving. Quinn is struggling.
Quinn is on glee.
Quinn is sad. Quinn is on glee. Quinn thought that they were going to marry this person. Like, this was big, big time. Big time love.
Most people have been there, so you're going to be A-okay, Quinny.
They felt like their world was ending, but spoiler alert, it did not. Quinn was feeling better. Quinn was slowly on the mend, pouring themselves into the community, leaning on her fam, leaning on the crew, just trying to do much better for herself.
Okay.
She recently goes out with some friends a couple weekends ago and was in a very silly flirty mood.
Ooh.
So just put yourself there. Your buddy's in a breakup. They're trying to come back to life and they're kind of like, I'm feeling silly, right?
You're
like,
I'm excited
for
them.
This is a fun night.
I'm like, let's go, Quinn.
Yes. Quinn is a few drinks deep.
Yeah, she
decides
is.
To go up to this girl at the bar to ask her to dance.
Ooh.
Which is fun.
Ballsy.
That's very ballsy.
Love it.
This girl's name's Nadia.
What up, Nadia?
Quinn and Nadia. Nadia says yes. They dance the night away. We're talking spinning, twirling, dipping, the whole shebang.
We're having a ball.
Which, shebang is such a fun word. Can we just acknowledge that?
Yeah, shebang.
Shebang.
The whole shebang. The whole shebang.
Basically,
bang.
Shebangs.
Yeah, which, foreshadowing.
Yeah. You're not wrong.
Yes.
They chatted the rest of the night until they closed out the bar at 3 a.m., which, ooh, honestly, wild. That's the craziest part of this whole story.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. Liar.
Context clues. We're going to figure it out.
No, they're in Tampa. We both wanted the night to continue. I told her I had a roommate. Oh, I'm going to go back to telling it not as an I. Quinn has a roommate. So she's like, hey, yo, I don't want to go back to my place because I got a roomie there.
Fair, fair.
She knows that Nadia lives alone. So she's like, let's go back to your place. Makes sense. But she insisted, Nadia sitting here insisting that we go back to Quinn's place instead.
Oh.
Because she owns a pet toucan that she lets fly around her apartment cage free.
But we can't have guests over and we can't put toucan in...
Don't
the cage
know.
For a minute?
I don't know if it has a cage.
Is there even a toucan? Okay.
Then.
Is a toucan a girlfriend?
I let this little toucan fly around me apartment. Okay. So Quinn is like, whoa, okay. Didn't really fully register what was being said. And I was like, okay, whatever. Chat continues. They change the subject. Once again, Quinn's like, yo, we should really get out of here. Let's do it. She goes, no, let's go back to your place. I don't want to go to my place. And so they go back to Quinn's. They have sex. That was that.
Rumi hears it all. It's fine.
They got back to her place around 3:30. She left at 6 a.m. Nadia's out at 6 a.m. So
fun. Bang and dip.
And then what a fun way to greet the morning.
Yeah.
Quinn was pretty blacked out.
Oof. We don't love.
But she thinks that Nadia had to leave at 6 a.m. to go home and feed her toucan.
6 a.m.?
To feed her toucan.
I don't know a lot about birds. I'm not a big fan of birds, but I just felt like you kind of leave bird food out. Like, they don't have, like, set meal times.
I don't know. A toucan feels like a more substantial like a type kid. Of bird.
Yeah.
So the next morning, Quinn
what
wakes
does it
up.
Eat Fruit Loops?
Quinn wakes up, and it's all beginning to register in her head.
The toucan.
That this lady literally owns a pet this toucan. Lady. Yeah. She said earlier, she said, toucan mom. She said, I thought I was going to marry this girl or this lady, as Cammy would say. Because you say lady.
I love it.
Okay. So she wakes up. She's like, you know, coming to. She's exhausted, probably trying to have coffee, trying to get back on her day. She's like, holy fucking shit. The girl I just hooked up with owns a pet toucan.
And it's on a strict schedule.
She's like, I didn't even know that was legal.
Is it?
After some Googling, apparently it is.
Oh.
She did her intel and she found her on Instagram. But better yet,
oh my God.
Quinn found the toucan's Instagram.
Yeah, she did.
She has a name. Ooh. Let's call her Tammy.
Did she give the real toucan name? I want to know.
Y'all, this toucan has 280,000 followers.
Oh my God, go off, toucan. What are people watching this toucan do?
Apparently,
I need my phone.
Bet this toucan can do what can toucan. This toucan do? What? Whatever. Apparently, Tammy went viral on TikTok and her internet presence has boomed ever since.
I hate that it's so close to my name.
Quinn says,
Tammy the toucan.
Quinn says, I didn't sleep with a girl who owns a toucan. I slept with a girl who owns a famous toucan.
No, the toucan owns Nadia. Tammy owns Nadia. Nadia is Tammy's manager. She works for the toucan.
It's the momager.
Is she rich?
I'm going to let Quinn finish out this story in her words.
Please do.
What's the moral of this story? I'm not sure. But I'm damn proud of myself for, one, putting myself out there to flirt and sleep with someone else and not thinking about my ex for 1 second of it.
Yeah, I'm proud of that.
And two, I narrowly escaped a toucan attack by not going to this girl's place. My question for you both, do I make it a summer bucket list item to see this girl's toucan? Yes. I could have a post-breakup hookup summer, but I truly don't know if I can sleep with this girl again knowing that she has a toucan. I think Tammy would enter my mind mid-sex and things would get weird. I'm also not trying to have a threesome with a toucan.
Oh,
I know.
And
not like that was
to.
Ever an option. Might Anyways, be. I'm interested to hear your thoughts, reaction to this. Birds of a feather flock together. Quinn.
I love you, Quinn. I don't think that the toucan attacking you was a concern. I think the toucan is
famous.
You never
know. It seems like it would be a little...
I mean, maybe.
Territorial of mommy.
Maybe. But I think that it's momager. I think it's less about the toucan attacking and more of like you were not vetted enough to meet the famous toucan. It's like you wouldn't just, if somebody's roommate was a celebrity, as this one is, you wouldn't just get to go over there. I think they like kind of check you out first. Make sure you're okay to be around Tammy.
Maybe. Okay. So my question is,
why the fuck does she have a toucan?
No, why the fuck does she not let the girl over? That to me makes me think that there's been an incident with the toucan before.
Oh my God. And she has to be careful because the toucan's famous.
And they're drunk.
And if it gets out that Tammy's actually a fucking bitch, ruined. She'll get canceled.
Yeah.
Tammy's done.
I'm thinking maybe something's up with Tammy.
Mm-hmm.
Like she has a stage presence, but then at home, she's different.
Yeah. Do toucans talk? Because I'm picturing Parrot where she's like, come here, y'all, bitch, take my picture.
Oh, my God.
Post it for my fans.
Post it on my...
Do toucans talk? I need to, like, what is making the toucan famous?
Oh, my God. You must meet this creature. Toucans
okay, that's
are cute as fuck.
Beautiful. I don't want to meet it. I'm too scared.
I'm too scared to meet the toucan.
You look up like famous Instagram famous.
I know. We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out after this.
Quinn, can you please just email us a link to the toucan's Instagram? I promise I won't do anything silly. I just want to know what is making this toucan famous. What kind of people are following?
Okay.
Tammy, and like, what kind of content are we putting out? Is it just pretty toucan photos? Are there videos? Is this toucan special? Is it kind of like when, like, the deer lady on TikTok, it's just like crazy because it's like this wild animal is comfy with her.
Mm-hmm.
I just have a lot of questions about the toucan.
Toucans only fly short distances. They believe that the total population of toucans in the wild is unknown, but it's believed that their numbers exceed 10,000.
It's a lot of toucans.
That's a little bit to me.
I mean,
10, I was underwhelmed.
Toucans.
Commonly kept species are the toco toucan and the sulfur-breasted or keel-billed toucan.
I wonder what kind Tammy is.
Hand-raised babies that are well-socialized make charming, affectionate pets. Whereas
Tammy wasn't socialized.
Whereas wild toucans are very challenging to tame.
How old do they live? I feel like birds live like 500 years.
Okay, also she could have had Tammy for her whole life. Maybe she's extremely protective.
Mm-hmm.
How old can toucans?
Maybe like Tammy like pokes people's eyes out that sleep with her mom.
Toucans, oh my god, not very long. Sad. Really? 12 to 20 years.
That's long. I mean, that's like longer than a dog.
Of course it's longer than a dog. It's a bird.
No.
Yeah, sorry.
But don't hummingbirds not live that long? Will you look that up? I just need to know things.
How long do hummingbirds?
We have so many hummingbirds in our backyard. And it's so cute. Oh, we need to get a hummingbird. That's
terrible news.
It's like 2 years, right?
3 to 5 years.
Oh. That makes me sick.
Oh.
They're the only birds that I like.
As with any creature, there are threats to the hummingbird's survival. Some natural, some man-made. So I assume it's more of a thing like that.
Should we get a hummingbird feeder? My parents have one.
Okay,
we can It's help really them. Cute. It just like kind of looks like a flower and they like put their little...
Yeah, I'd be down. Okay, cool. Cockatoos, parrots live up 40 to 60 years.
No, thank you.
a girl that I work with has a...
Oh, sorry.
Bird, a parrot, it might be a parrot. No, I
understand.
I actually think it's just like some sort of bird, but it will will outlive
her. See, that feels wrong because then you got to like make sure somebody is set up to take care of your bird. Why do we need to have birds? Like, let them just live outside, maybe?
Quinn, listen up.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
I have a meeting right now.
Oh, we got to... Quinn, we got to go. We love you. Keep us posted. Pee-pee's... What should Quinn do? I think she's got to go back and try to get in the house. Not like break in. Like be invited.
No, break in. Break in and let Tammy out.
Let Tammy out.
Tammy.
Oh, Tammy would not know what to do outside for 5 seconds. Yeah,
no, but I do think if you had a good time with the girl, if it was fun, and you, even if you guys are just so clearly friends, I think you got to text her and be like, listen, I got to meet this toucan.
Just ask her. Be like, what the fuck is up with this toucan? You didn't tell me it was famous. And
oh my God, we just heard a bird.
It's Tammy. We got to go. I know the mics aren't going to pick that up, but it was like,
That was intense. Hey, thank you all for staying up. We had a blast. We missed y'all.
We'll see you next week.
We'll see you
after New York.
We will see you next week.
We will see you next week.
Whoa.
I didn't know which one to emphasize.
One more thing. We will see you next week.
Okay. Love you guys. We will see you next week.
Oh my God. We forgot to tell them about
that. We'll see them next week. See you next
week. Did I tell you about the conversation I had with my brother this weekend?
No, what?
We were talking about how crappy our parents' bedding is. And he was like, wait, I have the best bedding. And he's like bragging. I was like, where'd you get it? He's like, Quince. I was like, brother, I got ours from Quince too.
I get the like competition of like, I'm going to put you onto something. You're like, I've been knowing. I don't want to say I made Quince happen, but I feel like everyone's talking about it now. And I've been using it for years. I was trying to gatekeep it. I stumbled upon them when I was looking for those cashmere sweaters.
Yeah.
Because all of them are like $300. And I'm trying to be a savings girly, and I found Quince, and they're only $50.
Yeah.
So I assume they had to be sacrificing on quality or something had to be off.
Yeah.
But the quality is amazing, and they also only work with safe and ethical manufacturing practices. You're getting everything you want. They just cut out the middleman, and that's how you get the savings.
I also feel like they're a one-stop shop for basically anything.
Yeah.
It's like I said,
did you know
bedding.
Jewelry?
Yeah.
Everything. And that blanket we got, that knit blanket, yeah. is from them.
The best. Healthiest blanket I've ever had.
They have everything.
If you want to give yourself the luxury you deserve, do so with Quince. Go to quince.com/staying up for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/staying up to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Once again, quince.com/staying up.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.